Hello. Hello.
Hi, Abigail. Give her a second. She wants to get some tissue right quick. Here she
Oh,
goes.
no
Yes,
problem.
hi, Abigail. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi,
This is
how are you?
Abigail from Family First Care. I'm good, thank you. What's doing? So you just spoke with Miriam, correct? With
Yes.
Mimi?
Yes.
Okay. Fine, amazing. What's okay, just a second, please.
Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, just a second, sorry. So you want to apply for home care services, correct?
Yes.
And this is for you or are you not the patient?
For me.
Okay. Amazing. So I'd just like to run the patient through the process a little bit before we start, just so you know exactly how it's going to go. So you have to be approved by Maximus, which is a company from the state, and then after that, you'll have to be approved from the county for the services. So what
Okay.
the Maximus approval is they have two assessments to see if you are physically eligible for the services, which usually that is fine. If it usually works out because you are applying because you need the services. And then you will need to send in some financial documents, which I'm going to tell you about at a later point so that you don't have to deal with that right now. Okay, but the
Okay.
process usually does take about 6 weeks. I just want to let you know that before you start, just so you know exactly how it's going to go, how long it's going to take. Okay?
Okay. 10-16.
Okay, and I also have to confirm with you that you're not making more than $2,900 a month, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and just a few more things. Do you own a home or a car?
No.
Do you have any other assets for over $8,000?
No.
Anything in the bank, cash value of anything, any cash value, savings?
No.
Okay, are you married?
No.
And are you living with any minors at the moment?
Yeah.
Okay. What is your relationship to the minors? Hello?
Yes.
What's your relationship to the minors you're living with?
I'm his aunt.
Sorry?
I'm his aunt.
You're his aunt. Okay.
Yes.
So you're living with your nephew?
Yes.
How old is
And
he?
my sister, which is his mother.
Okay, is she a minor, your sister?
No.
Okay, so would you be able to, sorry, just, the reason why I'm asking about the minors is because once we are collecting the financial documents, they won't request the financial documents from you if you are living with minors, which works out for you. We don't know why they just bypass that. So we just need to get the name and birth date of the minor, and then you won't have to collect your financial documents.
Okay,
So
so I'm his
what?
mother. Hi, my name is Pearl. I'm Diamond's sister. I'm the mother of her nephew.
Okay. What's your son's name?
Eldrew, Eldrew. Eldrew Lake, Laker, Lake Junior. So his name is Eldrew Lake Junior.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And his birth date, please.
8/25/2010.
2010, you said?
Yes.
Okay, amazing. Okay, so the first step in the application process will be to schedule an assessment with the patient. This is with Maximus. So I'm going to give you the number for Maximus. If you have it, or if you can always call them to ask them any questions that you may have for the patient. Okay?
Okay. Okay, I'm ready for Maximus number.
It's 877-550-4227.
I had this number before for
you
my mother.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
From
okay.
And it's the same after all these years. I'm like, you got this number saved in your phone, girl. Because it came up.
Oh, okay, fine. So that's great. You're going to call that number to schedule the assessment. And then once you have that scheduled, I'm going to have you text me with the date and time that you scheduled for so that I can mark it down and follow up with you about how that goes. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to give you my number as well because Mimi transferred you over to me, so you didn't get my number.
What's your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Abigail. You can see me as Abigail from Family First Care in your phone.
Abigail.
Family First Care is the agency.
Okay, Family First Care. Okay.
Are you ready for my number?
Wait a minute, sweetheart, because I'm writing.
No
okay.
problem.
Abigail Family First Care. That is the agency, right?
Yeah, that's the name.
Okay. I'm ready for the number.
Okay, it's 267.
267.
551.
551.
7438.
7438. So 7438, right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, I got it, Abigail. Right. So when I'm gonna save you on my phone just like this.
Yes.
Okay.
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 And then one more thing, just while I have you on the phone. The broker will give you, the patient by the assessment, a doctor's form to fill out by the doctor. But what I usually do is I have someone call you from the telehealth company, which is a company we work with, and they can fill out the form over the phone by asking you questions. So they will just ask you questions, they'll fill out the form, and they send it straight back to us. So usually this is an easier way of doing it.
Right, because doctors procrastinate, yes.
Yeah.
I've been through this process before, like I told you with my mom, so I know how it can be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes it does take a while. Usually the reason why the process takes so long is because you don't hear back from the county right away, which is very frustrating. There's nothing really we can do on our end. I do try to get in touch with the county, but they do eventually give us an answer. But that's why the process does take about 6 weeks or more sometimes, because you can't hear back from the county. But
that's the only way.
But they do give an answer after a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
going
to walk you. So
both of
you should know that. Sorry?
No, I'm talking to my son. I'm telling him to go check something for me right quick. I'm listening to you, Abigail.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to let you know. If you have any questions throughout the process, I'm here for you. I'm going to tell you what the next step is throughout, so just don't worry. I'm here, and you can always text me with a question that you have, okay?
Okay, yes. Thank you so much.
No problem.
You want Diamondback?
No, I'm good. I think just the next thing would be to just schedule the assessment. If she would like to speak with me, I'm happy to answer any questions she has, but I think we're done, okay? Just text me with the date and time that you scheduled for, okay?
Okay, yes.
Okay.
You got to schedule an assessment.
Okay.
Oh, you said we won't schedule with Mason.
Right. And then the person that's going to call you to fill out the form, they're going to call from a New York number. It's a New York company. But they will fill out your doctor's form over the phone. So I just want to let you know it's a New York number.
Okay, she got to tell us.
health and people agency people that are called and fill out the form.
Okay.
So you don't gotta go through all of that.
Okay.
You know, to trace an issue with your doctor. So, and then she said it's a New York number. So New York is normally like 717.
Okay.
Like it's an odd number.
718.
Mm-hmm. 718 too,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. So then we'll be in touch, okay? Take care.
Yes. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Have a good day.
No problem. You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.